KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the two constants with each of their trips to the Outback Bowl is the Hawkeyes have a great time and they face a quality opponent. This time is no different as the Hawkeyes get ready to play 18th-ranked Mississippi State.
You know, that's just one of the things. I mean, you're playing teams that have some pretty good guys. LSU in 13 had a really good defensive football team. They had some pretty good guys on offense, too. Florida, last time we played them, some of those guys were really, really good on defense especially. And, a lot of those guys are playing the NFL now. So, but it's going to be a challenge.
Ferentz says any opponent out of the SEC is tough.
Most of them have good players. I think the conference, when you think about the SEC, you think about the talent that they've had. And, again, you just track this stuff to the NFL draft, where players come from. They've pretty much led the country, I think. I think it's fair to say for a while.
Well, Hawkeyes heading off to Tampa for the Outback Bowl next week. We'll have that game for you live here on New Year's Day. That'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff here Central Time. We'll have it starting with the pregame at 9 o'clock on January 1st. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell has been pleased with practice as the 24th-ranked Cyclones get set to play 13th-ranked Washington State in the Alamo Bowl. The Cyclones will have one final practice today before Friday's game.
You know, this is a football team that certainly loves football. And, I think one of the meaning that is, we really like to practice and our kids understand that process, what it takes to do that. I thought last week had a great week of practice preparing to get down here. And I thought our kids did a really good job today.
Campbell says the only change in practice routine is they've been working out in the mornings since arriving in San Antonio.
Because I want our kids to be able to, certainly enjoy the afternoon. And so, coaches be able to get with their families and their wives and their kids, and then our players to be able to enjoy kind of whatever bowl events we have. So I think that's the biggest difference for us. But how we do it, what we do, not much different.
In a season full of bad weather games, Cyclone receiver Hakeem Butler hopes playing inside will help the offense be more explosive.
It's been pretty cold and windy and rainy. So, you don't always get to throw those deep shots and things like that. So, I think our whole team gets to, get to show we can actually do and be more explosive as well as them. So, it's whatever.
Butler credits the coaching staff for helping him become a more consistent receiver and taking his game to another level.
These coaches, they will do anything to help you. Anytime I have a question, I can ask any coach on the staff and they'll have an answer for me. Coach Yass definitely just pushing me to be the best. He saw things in me that I didn't even see in myself. Coach Campbell, too, and Coach Miles, too. It was just so many people that I can, attest to, just pushing me to try and be what I am today, I guess.
That game coming up on Friday night from San Antonio. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff down at the Alamo Dome. Well, three games on today's bowl schedule after a couple of days off from bowl games over the Christmas holiday. Back in action today with the First Responder Bowl in Dallas. That's at 12:30 Central Time this afternoon as Boston College faces off against Boise State. Then later this afternoon at 4:15 Central Time, it's the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit as Minnesota battles Georgia Tech. The Cheez-It Bowl is at Phoenix tonight, and that's TCU facing off against California. That'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff Central Time this evening. In NFL news, DJ Swearinger had no trouble finding a new team, and it's one of his old franchises. The Arizona Cardinals have claimed the safety off waivers from the Washington Redskins one day after he was let go for criticizing defensive coordinator Greg Minuski. Swearinger reportedly blamed the game plan for the Redskins' loss to the Titans in Tennessee and was critical of the play calling earlier this year. The 27-year-old Swearinger played 20 games for the Cardinals in 2015 and 16 before heading to Washington. He has 4 interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, and 64 tackles this year. The Cardinals also placed offensive lineman Corey Cunningham on injured reserve with a foot injury. A person with knowledge of the MRI results tells the Associated Press that Broncos running back Philip Lindsay's season is over after tests showed he sustained major damage to his right wrist in Monday's loss at Oakland. It also appears unlikely he'll be able to play in the Pro Bowl next month after becoming the first undrafted offensive rookie in NFL history to earn a Pro Bowl selection. Lindsay finishes the season with 1,037 yards and 9 touchdowns. Well, this week's AP Men's Top 25 College Basketball poll has Duke on top again, with Michigan number two, Tennessee, Virginia, and Kansas are the top five, followed by Nevada, Gonzaga, Michigan State, Florida State, and Virginia Tech in the top 10. Texas Tech is number 11. Ohio State is in at 13. Wisconsin is 15th this week. Indiana is number 23. Iowa checks in at number 24. Oklahoma is at number 25 this week. Iowa State didn't make the top 25, but they were among the teams that picked up votes this week. Also, yesterday at the Diamond Head Classic, it was the championship game. TCU winning 83-69 over Indiana State. In the third place game, Bucknell beat UNLV 97-72. Hawaii topped Rhode Island for fifth place 68-60. And Colorado won the seventh place game with a 68-53 win over Charlotte in yesterday's play. The women's AP Top 25 this week has UConn on top, with Notre Dame, Louisville, Maryland, and Oregon the top five. Baylor is number 7. Minnesota is 12. Texas is ranked 13th. Iowa's in at number 16 this week, with Michigan State number 21. Iowa State just missed the poll, picking up a bunch of votes, but just missing out on the top 25. Megan Gustafson of Iowa had a season-high 44 points and grabbed 14 rebounds in a win over Drake and made 17 field goals to tie her for seventh most in a single game in Big Ten conference history. She was named the Big Ten's Player of the Week. And in Christmas Day NBA play, the Los Angeles Lakers had to play most of the second half without LeBron James, but they had enough talent to whip the NBA's two-time defending champions. Kyle Kuzma led seven Lakers in double figures with 19 points in a 127-101 rout of the Warriors in Oakland. James already had 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists when he strained his left groin after slipping under the Warriors' basket at the 7:51 mark of the third quarter. He walked awkwardly toward the Lakers' bench trying to loosen up before leaving for the locker room under his own power, with L.A. leading by single digits. Elsewhere in yesterday's action, Kyrie Irving hit 5 of the Celtics' 14 three-pointers and finished with 40 points as Boston outlasted the 76ers 121-114 in overtime. Also, it was the Bucks downing the Knicks 109-95. The Rockets picked up a win over the Thunder 113-109. And it was Utah over Portland 117-96. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.